gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webster.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And voted the best cat treat by People Magazine, Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are definitely going to fall in love with. It's free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, and you can find it at Vitacraft.us, in pet stores, or you can order it at Walmart.com. Don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. No G in the talkin'. We have a new camera, so I'm a little excited about it. Once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. We have a special guest coming up, so stay tuned for that. This is Talkin' Pets. Dr. Amy Addis is an award-winning veterinarian and founder of City Pets, which for more than three decades has been the premier veterinary medical house call practice for dogs and cats living, working in, or visiting Manhattan. She shares a home with her husband, Steven Shapiro, in New York City. I want to welcome on a very dear friend, a lovely woman. I miss you, Dr. Amy Addis. Hi, Amy.
John. Hi, John. I am so happy to be back on your show. You know, I have to say that I think you are in large part responsible for my book. Because, I don't know, was it 25 years ago when you asked me to come on Talkin' Pets? And I would do a little 2 or 3 minute segment about something that happened that week in my veterinary practice. And you basically forced me to think about these things and write them down. And I put them away for years, and when I went back and read them, I realized I've had such wonderful experiences, and there are so many of those as individual chapters, and now what I need to do is weave them into a book. So not that I'm going to share any of the profits with you, John, but I want to thank you for really starting me on what was just the most wonderful experience of writing Pets and the City.
I'm happy I played a part in that. And, you know, I knew way back that you were looking at doing a book, and I do apologize because I brought you on. I'm not apologizing about that because it was tremendous. And every week Dr. Amy was on here with a Pets in the City segment, and we played a little music behind it like that and everything. So we had a great time. But I never, I never collected them. I never, so when you had asked for them at one time, I was like, I never flagged them, and you know, in order to get them.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I had the stories. It just would have been fun to look back. We were 25 years younger then.
Yes, we were, weren't we?
In fact, I wasn't ready to write the book. I think I needed that time to go through all these decades of being a New York City house call veterinarian. And by the way, I'm not saying that because I'm planning on retiring anytime soon. When you have the greatest job in the world, why would you ever stop doing it, right?
No, 100%. You know, I got to tell you, it's just, you know, I wish I did have a way of getting those, but I'm so happy to hear, though, that you kept a log of all the ones that you did. So that really helped with, you know, putting the book together, because I would imagine, you know, even though we were 25 years younger, it takes time to write a book. How long did it take you to actually take all those stories and put it together?
So it took years. Because it's been a dream to write a book. I knew that I had a privilege in my job. I've always wanted to be a veterinarian, and it's only been for the past 3 decades that I'm a house call veterinarian. But in doing that, I realized it was so much more personal. I'm in my clients' homes. Clients are the humans. Patients are the animals. I'm in their homes. I get to know their families. I get to see the entire life cycle of both the humans and the pets. And that is a window on, like, human nature. So I would come home every single day and say to my husband, you will never believe what happened today. And, you know, eventually I realized I'm going to put all of these things down and continue what I started with you 25 years ago. So this process has been going on for years. And about 4 years ago, I sat down and I looked at the hundreds of things I had written and realized that there were themes throughout. And if I organized the chapters into these themes, it wasn't like I was born and I wanted to be a veterinarian, which in fact is true, but it sort of got organized in a way that made for really wonderful chapters. So, you know, people will hopefully laugh and cry and learn a little something and get an insight into what it's like to be inside someone's home caring for often the most precious family member they have.
Well, I got to introduce you to Jilly's online with us, and also our producer here in the studio. You met Sydney when you called in, but Devin's here with us as well, so they want to give a shout out.
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Amy.
So I got to ask you, Amy, I mean, it's a beautiful book, and I love hardcovers, and Pets in the City, of course, True Tales of a Manhattan House Call Veterinarian, Dr. Amy Addis, founder of City Pets. And first off, I got to ask you, how's Stephen doing?
He's very well, thank you. Very, very well. We are enjoying a week away right now. We're in Colorado,
Oh, wow. And
it's quite beautiful. So,
well, please give him my love. You know, like I said, you know, my love for the both of you has never wandered. It's always going to be there, even though we don't get to see each other like we used to, and do the things that we did and stuff, but, you know, you're always, you've got a little piece of my heart right there, so that's never going to go away.
And the feeling is mutual.
So, with this book, I'm so proud of you that you put this together and all, and there's so many different stories to get into, but I've got to start one right off the bat. The one day when we were at your hotel there in New York City, and we were doing a live broadcast from it, you know, of course, Joan Rivers. And Joan Rivers ended up coming on the air with us. And all I can say is, I won't say exactly what was said to my producer at the time, but my producer said, I can die tomorrow, and I would be the happiest person on this earth after having Joan Rivers say what she said to me over the phone.
Did it involve any four-letter words?
Like every second one.
John, she was so mad at me because we also had on the show that day Billy Joel.
Yes.
And she was waiting on hold for the interview with Billy Joel to end, and she was very annoyed that she had to wait.
Well, and so, that was she was scheduled to go first, and then we waited, and we had Billy holding on. And then all of a sudden I said to the producer, I was like, well, you know, she's not here, so let's go to Billy. So we brought Billy Joel on, and then all of a sudden, that's what the producer said. Every other word was, you know, something I can't say on the air. But when she got on the air with us, though, you remember, Amy, she was like, hi, how are you? And, you know, I was dying.
The consummate actress. But I have to share something really funny with you, John. So before that interview with Billy Joel, he had said to me, I'm happy to go on and talk about dogs. I love dogs. But what I don't want you to do is ask me any specific questions about the dogs that I have now.
Yep.
Because, you know, I don't want anyone to follow me around on the streets. You know, it's sort of a security thing. And I said, for sure. So when he got on the air, I said, you know, Billy, people may not know what a dog lover you are. Why don't you tell us about the first dog you ever had? And he said, well, I really like that dog, but the dogs I love are the two dogs I have now. And he proceeded to describe them and say where he walked them, like all kinds of things to, like, you know, he asked me not to divulge, and he
exactly.
divulged everything.
Hold on, Amy. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with Dr. Amy Addis. This is Talking Pets.
Hey, I'm Melissa Rivers, and you're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Pet lovers, if you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
The Kaanapali Beach Resort Association is reopening and is welcoming guests. While some properties are opening sooner than others, all properties are taking reservations and we look forward to your return. Go to KaanapaliResort.com for all the latest and up-to-date information on what's happening at Kaanapali Beach. That's Kaanapali Beach on the west side of Maui. There's so much to do. With a short drive from Maui Airport, we're on the tropical side of Maui and offer breathtaking scenery, an incredible array of delectable dining, and activity choices to meet your needs. We invite you to visit Kaanapali Beach Resort, but please be sensitive to the devastation that our beloved Westside community has suffered. Lahaina is closed and will be for some time. Come to our open areas and support us as we adapt to a new way of life without our beloved Lahaina. Come visit the west side of Maui, Kaanapali Beach. Visit us online at kaanapaliresort.com. That's KAANAPALI resort.com.
Say, Dr. Amy, there are moments in my life, and listening to this song in the background, that I miss New York. But, you know, I don't miss the concrete jungle, as Alicia Keys says there.
Well, listen, it's the center of the universe, John. I mean, you can eat any kind of food. You can see theater and museums. And you know, New Yorkers are they're just a unique bunch of people, and they have the greatest pets. So I'm very happy staying right where I am.
Yeah, you're the New York girl, that's for sure. And you know, going back to Joan Rivers and Billy Joel, it was amazing when they came on with us there in New York, and it was so great to talk to them. But I'm right there with you. Like when Billy was saying he didn't want to talk about his new puppy and everything like that. He didn't want to risk someone knowing where it was and everything. And I was like, okay, so then what are we going to ask him? What are we going to talk about? And then all of a sudden, like you said, he came on the air and everything was about his puppy.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, one of the things that I've experienced in my 30-some-odd years of being a veterinarian in New York City, where I meet a lot of famous people and very, very wealthy people, but I don't want to give your listeners the wrong impression. My practice is not made up of the rich and famous. It's made up of anybody who loves their pets and would prefer to have them taken care of in the comfort of their own homes. But the thing I have learned about these famous people and the super wealthy people, we're all the same when it comes to our pets. We love them unconditionally. And it's so nice that I get to see this great equalizer. Everybody's just ultimately a person, right? So it just has been such a unique window on dealing with human beings and animals. Again, my degree, I take care of the pets, but I'm also a witness to their relationship with their humans.
But it's always fun to talk about the celebrities, because those are the ones everybody is, you know, even though they don't know them personally, they know them because they know of them. So it's always like a familiar story. But Billy Joel gave you a nice quote. For a New York kind of guy, this is a great New York kind of book. Dr. Amy made house calls, hotel calls, and even backstage calls to care for my beloved pugs. And even after I moved to the island, my girls, there he is telling where he lives again, moved to the island, my girls went to the city by limousine or helicopter so Dr. Amy could continue their care. Enjoy the book, Billy Joel. That's a nice quote.
Yes, I was really touched when he sent that. Of course, when you write about a celebrity, I had to send them what I wrote to get their permission. And he wished me the best of luck with the book and then did a blurb for the back of the book. And for any of your listeners who are familiar with the series All Creatures Great and Small, The book's written by James Herriot, a famous veterinarian who practiced in the 1940s in the north of England. He only sold 80 million copies of that book worldwide in the last 50 years. But in any event, his family read the book, and they also wrote on the back of the book, and they said, just like our dad's books, which was so touching to me, because I was 12 years old when I read All Creatures Great and Small. And even though I knew since I was 5 that I wanted to be a veterinarian, at 12, I went out to get my first job as an assistant in a veterinary hospital, which, by the way, was not very easy to do because there isn't a big demand for 12-year-olds working in hospitals. But I managed to do it, and I never stopped from that point on. So it was a book that really motivated me to start my veterinary career. And I was hoping that in writing a book, maybe I could spark some interest in some other person who will say, I want to do that too.
You know what I find? It's interesting that when you said it was a book at such a young age for you that influenced you. And, you know, as being on the radio for 34 years now with the show with Talkin' Pets, I talk to a lot of different publishers like every week, tons. And I prefer to have a book sent to me so I could hold it in my hand. I could look at it like I am with yours. And it just brings out a whole new difference in conversation. And just to hold the book and look at it and go through the pages rather than to sit there and look at my computer and look at a PDF file. So
I agree with you. I love books. But I have to confess that I do listen to audiobooks because you can listen to an audiobook while you're walking your dog or while you're driving a car. But then if I really like the book, I buy the hardcover to put on my shelf because there's nothing to hold if you're just listening to an audiobook. So I'm an author's best friend. I buy two of the same publication.
That's cool. So I got to ask you before we go out to another break, because you're going to stay with us for a little while, right?
Of course.
Good. So I got to ask you, you got to tell the story about the one day that you got called on an emergency and you went to, I think, I don't know if it was a penthouse or what, but you showed up and there was a little puppy that was in distress and somebody came walking out of their bedroom doors. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I think I do.
You got to tell that story before we go out to the break.
Okay, with pleasure.
Go ahead. Mic is yours.
Oh, you want it now? I beg your pardon. I thought it was after break. So the story that John is talking about was an experience I had years ago where I was treating a puppy who had been rescued in Italy and flown back to the United States. Belonged to a very famous person, and I couldn't wait to meet her. And of course, I had to see the dog for the first time at midnight, and I arranged to do that in the animal hospital. But the dog needed a follow-up injection. Now, the injection to treat the skin condition is extremely painful. So I always warn people, this stings and the dog's going to cry. But this puppy was so good, and he didn't cry at all. So several weeks later, I had to do the follow-up injection. I'm in the penthouse of a hotel in Midtown Manhattan. I'm so excited to see the celebrity, and once again, she wasn't there. And I treated the dog. I gave the injection. I didn't warn anyone because the puppy was quiet the last time. And this time, the dog screamed bloody murder, and out through the doors came Cher. With rollers in her hair and face cream on her face in a bathrobe, yelling at me, "What did you do to my dog?" And yes, that wasn't how I wanted to meet her, but it was perfectly fine. By the way, the dog did fine after the second injection and didn't need any more after that. John, there's more to that story, but I'm not going to tell it because the best part your listeners will have to read in the book.
Sounds good. We'll be right back with Pets in the City, Dr. Amy Addis. This is Talking Pets. Away,
take a holiday from the neighborhood. Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
To sue the state of Idaho today for violations of the Endangered Species Act over state hunting authorizations that put grizzly bears at risk. In June, a grizzly was killed by a hunter at a black bear bait station after being misidentified by Idaho Department of Game and Fish, demonstrating the urgent need to reform the practice now that the grizzly bears are beginning to return to Idaho on their journey to recovery. Idaho is violating the Endangered Species Act when it issues licenses to black bear hunters to use bait sites in grizzly bear habitat. It puts grizzly bears at risk, not just of being killed accidentally when they are mistaken for black bears, but of becoming habituated to human food sources and being killed when they display nuisance behavior. Bear baiting takes the lives of grizzly bears in the Northern Rockies and robs the wild of these remarkable animals. The state of Idaho is putting grizzly bears in unacceptable peril, compromising their prospects of recovering and leading to tragic, preventable, illegal, and all too predictable deaths, like the incident we witnessed last month at St. Marin's. After decades of persecution, grizzly bears are making their way home across Idaho, said Dana Johnson. Rather than celebrating the return and doing everything possible to ensure their safe passage and existence, Idaho continues to sanction the luring and killing of black bears in areas where grizzly bears live and travel. The recent killing of a grizzly bear by a black bear hunter and tragic, completely preventable. We're submitting the notice of intent to sue to make sure it doesn't happen again. Allowing a pile of food or other messy attractants to be spread on a public land sends a message countering the leave no trace ethic. Bear baiting also strains the notion of what is ethically fair chase in hunting. Today's notice of intent to sue provides the state 60 days in which to remedy the situation before the groups file a lawsuit. Western Environmental Law Center sent the letter on behalf of Wild Earth Guardians, Western Watershed Project, Wilderness Watch, and Friends of Clearwater. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Should I run or should I stand? It's an old debate. Cause sometimes it's a bluff charge and then sometimes it ain't. Can they run downhill? Can they climb a tree? Maybe that's just black bears. I can't. Stay.
said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
So, Dr. Amy, if you could turn back time, would you do that night all over again?
Of course I would. Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's funny. I never think about wanting to turn back time because I just, you know, everything gets better, I think, with more experience. I being a veterinarian has just gotten more and more fun throughout the years because you learn as you go and it builds. So, I'm just not turning back time.
Well, I'm envious. You know, you've gotten to meet some really fascinating people, and I've got to do that in my career as well. And you know, it's from, like you said earlier, from the most average person to the most highest esteemed person. Everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time, and everybody is awesome in their own right.
I 100% agree with you. And by the way, all the pets are awesome. So I just have the best job. I know I've said that before, but I really feel that way.
Now, I know you said you would give us, we can give away two books. So we're going to give away those now. So if two people want to call at 818-818-6401, again, that number is 818-818-6401. Dr. Amy Addis will actually autograph the book as well. And you each will get a copy of the book. It's a hard-covered book. It's called Pets in the City, True Tales of a Manhattan House Call Veterinarian. Dr. Amy Addis, founder of City Pets, and a very, very dear friend of mine, and I love her more than life itself. So you definitely want to get a copy of this book. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Call and speak with Sydney, and an autographed copy of the book is yours. So, Dr. Amy, what will actually the readers find more? You talk also in the book of, I should say, you talk about agility in the book. You talk about the bonding with animals. You get into quite a bit with this book. And with all of these subjects that you do get into, do you relate them to like patients that you've seen?
Well, you know, you talked about agility, just so there's no misunderstanding. That agility course was my life, you know, learning how to go with the punches and just anything that was in my way, figuring out how to get around it and move forward. So that was the agility course. The bonding, there's so much in this book about bonding between humans and pets. And one of the life lessons I've had from doing my practice over these decades is that so often, pets are more than pets. Pets are life partners. Pets are caregivers. There's a story in the book that really affected me about an elderly woman who literally had no reason to live after her dog passed away. And because I knew that and knew so much about her, I realized I had to bring another dog into her life. And she just went back to being vibrant again. And I thought, If she didn't have an intervention, I think she wouldn't have made it much longer. So pets really are an integral part of our life. They do so much more than just serve as animal companions.
So I got to ask you, chapter 11 in your book, it caught my eye. Sex and Pets in the City. What is that chapter about?
Well, I make house calls, John. So you can imagine there are occasionally situations that happen to me that don't happen to a veterinarian who works in an animal hospital. So if you want those details, you're going to have to read the book.
Yeah, I definitely, I guess we can't say that on the air.
Not this hour.
No. So you got to read the book. You got to get it. So where do they find the book? I mean, is it put up by Putnam's?
It's Putnam. You can buy it. Please go to your local bookstore. And if they don't have it, demand that they have it because it's a great book and people won't know about it unless they see it in their bookstore. If that's not easy for you, then you can buy it at Barnes & Noble online. You can buy it at Amazon online. You can buy it wherever books are sold.
And you just
and,
were on...
And it is... I was just going to say, it is also available as an audiobook.
Oh, cool. You were just on with Mark and Kelly, weren't you?
I did a really nice segment with them. You know, they have a very large audience, and I wanted to talk about the dangers of hot weather in the summertime. And I mean, I know it's common sense. It's really hot outside, and, you know, our pets are outside wearing their fur coats. But there are still so many situations where people aren't making smart decisions for their pets. I mean, just simple things like, you know, put your hand down on the pavement and feel how hot it is. And that's what our pets are walking on if you're walking them on the sunny side of the street. So walk them in the shade. Walk them on the grass. Don't take them out when it's really hot. Walk either early in the morning or later in the evening when the sun is down and is a lot cooler. So just, you know, even though the show is lighthearted, we talked about some really serious things. And just a reminder to everyone, make good choices. Be good pet parents.
No, and I appreciate that. And, you know, like, I just actually had that happen the other day, Dr. Amy, is that I walked out of the gym, and as I was walking to my car, parked right in front of my car was a truck with a puppy in it. It was a husky pup, probably had to be maybe 8 months old. And it was tethered in the truck. And down here in Florida, where we produce the program from, the temperatures are like 100 degrees and humidity is sickening. And so I looked, and the guy had the window cracked. And I'm looking at this dog, and it's panting, and I'm like, okay, do I break the window? Or, you know, I stood around, I walked around the truck several times, and then all of a sudden, I picked my phone up, and I was going to call the police. And as soon as I picked my phone up, the guy came walking out of the restaurant that was across the parking lot with a bag in his hand saying, I'm here. The dog was only in there for 2 minutes, and I was like, I've been here for about 3-4 minutes at least. So, yeah, it wasn't a long time, but it's only going to take a couple of minutes for that car to heat up to the point that it's going to damage the dog. And it's not on the outside, on the inside. And my point on that story, my point on that story was the fact that, you know, I tried to do what I could, and I was going to call the police and everything. Thankfully, the guy did come out. But you really, in this day and age, also got to be careful in what you do on and how you say it to people, because they may not be friendly.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. But, you know, what you said is so true. A temperature in a car will go up 20 degrees within 10 minutes. And where you are in Florida, where the ambient temperature is already 100, getting to 120, that's life-threatening. For a husky, which is what we consider a double-coated breed,
100%.
That poor deer was so hot. And I do think the right thing to do is to call the police, because it's illegal.
Right.
So, you know, and then step away so you're not in the middle of everything. But people should know better. Or leave the car on with the air conditioning.
Well, thankfully, with the guy, though, when he did come out, like, at first he wasn't so friendly, but then he became friendly. I said who I was and what I do, and I said, you know, no disrespect, but I care about the dog, and it's a beautiful dog. And so he was like, yeah, you know, I should have left the dog home, but I was only going to be in there for a minute, dot, 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 and dot, dot, dot. You know how that goes. But, you know, he did take the advice, and I think he took it to heart. At least I hope he did. But, you know, Dr. Amy, I can't say it enough. I love spending the time on the air with you. I want to say congratulations again on Pets in the City, True Tales of a Manhattan House Call Veterinarian, Dr. Amy Addis, founder of City Pets. We have a book going out to Robert in Greenwich, Connecticut, and there's another one going out as well. So enjoy that book in Greenwich, Connecticut, and Robert. And Dr. Amy, I love you. I can't say it enough. You're a dear friend. You always were, always will be, to the day I die. And I respect you and love you. And please give my hugs and kisses to Stephen as well.
I will do that, John. I feel the same way about you. And a special thank you for starting me in writing my stories.
Thank you for saying that, and thank you for coming on the air with us. And my mic is always open to you, Dr. Amy, always.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, John.
Take care. That's Dr. Amy Addis, Pets in the City, True Tales of a Manhattan House Call Veterinarian, Dr. Amy Addis, founder of City Pets. You can buy the book in bookstores. You can also find it online. So, go to Amazon.com or anywhere where they sell books. And you can find Pets in the City by Putnam Books. Once again, that was Dr. Amy Addis, and this is Talkin' Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Horn, and let me introduce you to a great online supplement store. It's called GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is always passing on deals to their customers because no one should take your health for granted. For the month of July, they've slashed their prices on their Moringa Vision Bundle and their Max Cleanse Bundle. Always check out their front page for the latest sales at GetTheTea.com. Along with their wonderful cleansing teas, they have a great assortment of unique supplement formulations that you'll not find at any store. They carry glucose support, digestive, cardiovascular, weight, and immune support supplements. So what are you waiting for? Go to GetTheTea.com and don't forget to enter the code MikeT, M-I-K-E-T-E-A, for free shipping. GetTheTea.com, Mike T. GetTheTea.com, Mike T.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0800.
And you're listening to Talking Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Devin Leach.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Oh, there she is.
Jillian, I have been reading.
Oh, but you haven't come out. So anyway, everybody, I think, heard the wolf sounds, but they didn't get to hear your story. So
that's all I could hear, too, is wolves in my ears at very high decibels.
Yeah, but you,
and I was just reading.
Yeah, your mic wasn't on. So
my mics are all the way up, darling.
I know, darling, but, you know, so anyway.
I think someone forgot to turn me up in the head studio.
That could be. But what they can do, though, is the story they can actually, it's a wolf story, which is a great story, actually, on the wolves. And it has to do with I'll let you tell it instead of reading it real quick, a synopsis. The Mexican gray wolves.
So the Arizona Game and Fish Department, they caught a female wolf, and they're using it to bait to catch the mate, which actually they should be letting them live their own lives and just tracking them instead of trying to bait them and move them around, because a wolf actually ended up getting killed in 2022 just for these inconsistencies that are happening. So the advocates are asking fish and wildlife to just let it be, and the wolves are fully protected and cannot be harassed.
And that's the thing, too, is there's a lot of stories that don't make it on the air, and you can actually read the stories in the news. Some of them that don't make it on the air, or, like, you know, something like this happens. You can read the story, actually, at talkinpets.com, no G in the talkin, talkinpets.com. Just go right to the news section, and you'll see the news stories that we're doing on the show and all. And by the way, I did want to announce that not only Robert in Greenwich, Connecticut, but also Wayne in Livingston, New Jersey, is getting a copy of the book Pets in the City by Dr. Amy Addis. And by the way, Jilly, I did ask Amy, I thought you were reading the wolf story, and that's why it took a little while for me to get back. I was on the cell phone with Dr. Amy, and she's going to send you an autographed copy of the book, and she's going to send an autographed copy to Devin as well.
Wonderful. I'm very excited about that. Thank you, Amy.
So, Devin, you actually wanted to find out what about the book that she didn't tell?
I want to know more about the Cher story. She said there's more to the story, so I got to find out.
You got to read also the one on Joan Rivers.
Yes.
I wish I could say what Joan said, but the FCC would be on me in a second, so I can't say actually what Joan Rivers said, but it was hysterical. To hear my producer at the network go, "I can die tomorrow," and I would be so happy, because Joan Rivers just cussed me out like with every other word, and I was dying. I thought it was so hysterical. But you know, I love Dr. Amy Addis. She's so great. And we used to actually do broadcasts in New York City. Her and her husband Stephen used to own a hotel there, and we would do the show from the hotel. And that's when Billy Joel and Joan Rivers, you know, came on and everything else. And so she's got a fascinating life and a lot of stories to tell. So I highly recommend the book Pets in the City by Dr. Amy Addis. And like I said, you can find it in bookstores. It's a cute cover, too. It's got a whole bunch of pets on it. And then it's got a veterinarian in the middle of the book, which would be Dr. Amy. So I do recommend going out and getting a copy of the book. And it's put out by Putnam. And great job. Great job. So sorry we missed your story, Jilly.
Yes, me too.
Oh, now you're in a tunnel. I don't know where you're at now.
I am.
Sound like that alien movie.
That's not me. That's the production going on, and it's not me.
Now you sound good. You sound good now.
You're abducted by aliens. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. Maybe somebody figured out where the buttons were.
It was like the trailer for the new Alien movie starring Jilly Sidlow. Just kidding. I love you, girl. So how are you doing, and how's your dog doing?
He's doing pretty well. He's going in for his annual next week, so we'll try and make sure that everything is continuing to go well, because he's going to be 8 on the 5th of August.
And he's a Rottweiler.
Yeah, which is nothing for my Rottweilers who have lived, you know, most of my males are 12 to 13, females 14 to 16, but those were different decades, and I just think that, you know, they're not living as long anymore, no matter what you do. And you know I make all my own food, and they're completely holistic. But, you know, my last couple of dogs I've lost to cancer, so it's been a little tough for me.
Well, is cancer common with the Rottweiler? I believe it is, isn't it?
It's common with all large dogs.
Yeah, it seems to be yeah. to a degree, but then also too, you saw that the one story that, you know, we learned things here on the show as well. But the one story we did not too long ago was that they're going to be bringing out that pill or whatever that you can give to your dogs, your larger breed dogs, that would help them to live a longer life, so you get yes. more time with them.
And that makes me very excited. However, they are going to only start using it with people who have service dogs that work for the government first until it's been completely tested. And that, for me, makes me sad because I would pay anything to keep my dogs alive as long as I could.
But I wonder, though, too, is like what you said with, you know, larger breeds getting cancer and susceptible to certain things like hip dysplasia and so on and so forth. It makes you wonder, though, if you're going to expand the life of the dog, are you expanding the life of the dog with not a quality of life?
Well, yeah, I always take that into consideration, you know, especially with I just lost Nala this last year, Nala Gator, my female service dog, and it just came on so fast. We had 2 weeks to prepare it and just say goodbye. It was really, really tough. Now, I did not own her for her first 4 years of life, but I had her for almost five once I adopted her. But, you know, you just never know. It's just, it's the food. You got to watch the food.
Yeah, you know, you're 100% right about that.
Yep.
And if you're not giving your pet a good food, you need to supplement yes. it with something to add to the food so that they're getting a good quality diet. So
yes. And our environment, the poisons in the lawns, the water, everything. You got to watch everything.
So I got to tell you, as we close out this hour of the program, as always, when I'm doing my show, my one cat, Shadow, is like my guard cat. She is right by my side. She was in your chair for a while there, Jilly, but now she's sitting right next to me, guarding me as she always does.
Aww.
From all of us
Give
here,
her
talking,
a kiss for me.
I will. From all of us here of Talkin' Pets, we say goodbye for now. Spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. And please give a pet a home
Bye.
Or volunteer shelter or rescue. Bye for now.
When you're near, there's such an
end. Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.